The Long Island Tea Podcast.
I can't believe
it. 3 years strong.
3 years strong.
We start every episode with saying, how you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
We're at the Gurney's Seawater Spa. We're at the incredible Ohiki Castle.
We are on the beautiful Shelter Island.
At the Selfie Clubhouse. I mean, when do you get the chance to have Adventureland yourself?
Right. Taste of Long Island. We have Besito.
Hi, neighbors. How are you?
Woo! Welcome back to Long Island Tea, where we spill the tea on living your best Long Island life. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Sharon. Welcome back.
Welcome back. And we are living our best Long Island life. Here we go.
Here we go.
It's prime time. Here we go. It's like getting ready for prime time. I'm feeling the weather. I'm feeling good. I'm getting excited about everything. So Sharon, I'll ask you the intro question that everybody wants to know. All of our hot teas are waiting with bated breath to hear. How you doing?
How you doing? I'm doing good. Yeah. Doing good. Like you said, it's a lovely week. The weather's getting better. Summer's approaching fast and furious.
Gorge.
I love it. I'm ready.
Feels like summer already.
It does.
I mean, it was 80 degrees this week. Our offices face the windows of the, like, not total sun direction, but definitely sunny. So yours and my offices in particular, that whole wall, and it was like 1,000. Average temperature, 1,000.
I had a bottle of Poland Spring in my office.
In your shirt?
That's what it felt like. I literally went to go take a sip of it, and I was in your office talking to you. We were meeting about something.
Yes.
And then I came out, and I went to go take a sip of my water, and it was literally, like, warm.
Yeah. Everybody comes to talk to us in our office, and everyone's like, it's horrible in here. It's, like, miserable. It's too hot. And then they leave, and we're like, yeah, bye.
Yeah. Get used to it. That's
exactly. So true. But, you know, it's fine. I got my fan on in there. Yeah, and it's,
I'm not complaining.
I would rather have the, I still like to see the sun.
Yeah.
And we have the best sunset views from our office too. Mm-hmm. So loving our office building and our landlord, in case you're listening.
Jeff.
Love you, Jeff. He's a hot tea. And we love all of our wonderful new office space with our team.
Yeah.
Which is, it's on fire.
It is.
It's fully built out. We were in Newsday today with all of our, or this week with all of our new hires.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, oh my God, you guys added so many people.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah. We've been telling you, we've been doing that.
Yeah. Everyone's like, what are you guys doing with your budget increase on that? We're like, we're hiring, we're building our team finally so that we can do all the work that we need to do.
Exactly.
We do everything in house. We gave a tour this week to Alice, who is the new marketing manager over at Southampton Inn in Southampton Village. And she was like, oh my God, your team is so young and awesome. She's like, you say you do everything in house, but I didn't really realize.
Right.
She's looking at the podcast studio. She's seeing all the social media. She's seeing, you know, Chris and the video production and Alyssa and creative direction. She's like, wow, you guys really do everything yourselves.
So yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's so, I had that conversation with her before you took her on the tour. And I was like, you know, we're very controlling. We like to control everything that we put out there because, you know, it's our brand. And what best way to do it is hire in-house talent. And we're lucky to have that.
We think we can do everything better ourselves, basically. And to date, we haven't been proven wrong.
Right, exactly.
So, it's great. We have a bunch of people on the team. We had our staff meeting today and the room was like bursting. And we have one more team member joining us on Monday, Debbie. We look forward to welcoming her. And then we have four interns with us this summer.
So exciting.
Four. That's the most we've ever had.
And I think I love it. I'm excited about it because it's very different. Like, we normally get like a social media intern or a marketing intern, but we're getting like each department their own intern because
sales
we're producing
and sports
so much.
And video production.
It's going to be so cool.
Yeah, it's great. We need the help because we are cranking.
Yeah.
There's so much to talk about on Long Island. There's so much work to do. And today is it national? It's National Tourism Day. Michael, what is the actual day? It's National Travel Day.
So it's National Tourism Day on May 7th.
Oh, okay, great. National Tourism Day. It's our day.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michael, for reminding us of that. And, you know, it's interesting. I was reading the paper the other day, and they were talking about it. They always talk about it as like a sidebar. Oh, the airports had a record year for travel. And, you know, the economy is looking up. And the caption of the picture was tourism mm-hmm. is one of the main reasons that our economy is looking up right now right. across not only the country, but the globe. And it's like people don't realize when you're traveling and you're out there, you're spending money, you're supporting small businesses, right. you're going to restaurants. Even when you're getting gas, you're supporting the local gas station and that they have jobs that are locals.
Yeah.
Everything you do when you travel and you're buying tchotchkes, you're buying local made goods, yeah. you're in the downtowns, that the typical residents aren't necessarily going out and shopping all the time like right, that for right. locally made things. When you're traveling, you're like, oh, I want something that's local and different and that I can't get anywhere else. Yeah. I want to see what the people do. And I love our industry so much. It really is an economic driver mm-hmm. globally. Mm-hmm. And here on Long Island, as we've said a million zillion times, it's a $6.6 billion yes. industry.
Yes.
And, you know, and it's funny because I was, talking to my friends, I was telling you the other day, I was talking to my friends in Anaheim the other day, mm-hmm. Anaheim, California, in case you don't know, the home of Disneyland, mm-hmm. the largest convention center on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. The convention business they do is mind boggling.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, well, Kristen, we're a $6 billion industry here in Anaheim. And I said, the home of Disneyland and the largest convention center on the West Coast. And I had to say, that's awesome. I mean, that's great. I mean, we're a $6.6 billion industry on Long Island, mm-hmm. and we don't yet have a convention center. It will increase that when we get year-round business travel.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, we're fairly seasonal.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's with a seasonal destination and no convention center. Can you imagine
no.
what we will be when we get our convention center built?
I can't wait.
And we continue to bring in mega events like the Ryder Cup is coming, yeah. global major event, the U.S. Open, the USGA for golf is coming back in 2026. We've got the MTV Movie Video Awards.
Yeah, the VMAs. I cannot believe that.
It's just crazy how much we've got going on.
I know. It's exciting. It's like we're finally there. We're finally out.
We're there. And, you know, I'm leaving tomorrow. I'll be at the international travel trade show called IPW mm-hmm. in LA, mm-hmm. where every destination in the country will be.
Yeah.
And we are there with I Love New York. Yeah. We're in the I Love New York aisle with all of our other New York destinations. And this is where we're competing
yeah,
for finally. International business.
We're there. You know, we're showing up this time.
Yeah.
You know, not just
a beautiful new booth.
Like, I'm so really looking forward to hearing your feedback when you come back, because this show is awesome. We talked about it last week, but you really do, a lot of business takes place there, a lot of conversations, partnerships, things like that. We have Alfredo going, our yes. international consultant, who I was also explaining to Alice. I'm like, he's the guy.
He knows everyone on the planet.
He knows everyone.
He's our guy, thank goodness.
It's crazy.
And he knows everybody, Alfredo Gonzalez. But honestly, people don't realize, you know, how competitive of an industry it is.
Right, right.
People don't just show up here accidentally.
Right.
Think about how when you book travel.
Exactly. And I explain that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, we talk about that, you know, internally, externally, this county versus that county, regionally, yeah. whatever. But like, when you go somewhere and you decide where you're going, this is your vacation.
Right.
You're booking this trip with intentions of relaxation and, you know,
yeah.
rejuvenation. And where do you want to go and what do you want
to
do?
I mean, when you talk to people about it and you say that, like, think about how you book travel. Mm-hmm. People do hit it. You know, you're like, you don't just say, oh, I'm going to go to the Courtyard Marriott in New Jersey, you know, because I want to go right. to that hotel. You decide that you have so many options around the world. You can go on a cruise. You can go internationally. You could go to a beach. You could go, you know, to a theme park.
Right.
You could go to a major city. Where do you want to go? And a lot of times, if you have a household with kids, and once your kids become teenagers,
mm-hmm. they
make the decisions.
Yeah.
Because listen, you're not going to spend a lot of money and mm-hmm. go on a vacation if your teenagers are going to complain the whole time.
Right.
And so the teenagers are like, I want to go here because I saw it on TikTok.
I know.
You know?
And so that's why we're there. Three TikTok channels.
Yes. We are. It doesn't happen by accident that tourism becomes an economic driver and that we're bringing people here from very specific markets
yeah.
that are going to like the type of amenities that we have here, that can afford to stay at the hotels that we have here. Yeah. We are very targeted. Anyway, I could go on tourism. I just love what we do for our industry. I believe so strongly in the jobs yeah. that our industry creates. I mean, it's over 100,000 local Long Island jobs.
Exactly. And I think that a lot of people don't understand the depth of that. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about it here a little bit, like, you know, when you're at an event, at a wedding or a catered lunch or something, you know, be sure to thank your waiters and,
yes.
and maitre d's and things like right. that, because that's hospitality. Those, you know, there's reasons why yeah. these people are hired.
And a lot of people, you know, will, oh, but those are seasonal jobs or yeah. those are, you know, low paying jobs. I'm like, okay, so great example. You know, my daughter is going to go to law school. She wants to be a lawyer. All her friends want to be, you know, doctors, lawyers, whatever. They're coming back to Long Island. They're all going to work those summer jobs yeah. to pay for them to go to school.
Yeah,
for their all education. The engineers, yeah. all the people that we're going to rely on.
Yep.
You know, they get these seasonal jobs that help them go to college, mm-hmm. and they teach them the soft skills that they're going to need in those professions.
Yeah,
and so don't discount the seasonal jobs either, because every professional that is now accomplished, the majority of them. If you talk to the majority of people, they had some kind of job in hospitality
oh, yeah, absolutely.
At some point in their career in their that helped them pay their bills yeah. or, you know, or that made them the person they are today. So I am obviously very passionate about the tourism industry, and we'll be celebrating National Tourism Day when I'm at the conference in LA.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Which is wild to me. Very exciting. And I want to thank every single person in our industry that has a hospitality job that works so hard 24 hours a day. What people don't understand is hotels are open 24/7.
Yeah, exactly.
They never have breaks. They don't have days off. And restaurants, these family-owned businesses and people that work there, they work really hard.
Really hard.
When you're traveling and having a great time and mm-hmm. you just want that pina colada.
Yeah.
One of examples of those great businesses mm-hmm. that is, you know, really incredible and an asset for our destination is our Taste of Long Island.
Yes. I'm so excited for this. I mean, look how, if you're looking on YouTube, this is just unbelievable.
Michael, you outdid yourself with the presentation.
So our Taste
of... I mean, you know me. I gotta do it for the gram, right?
Exactly.
The, I mean, yeah, the whole so team beautiful. There is just so nice. And, you know, people will see on YouTube, we're going to put B-roll of them making it and everything. Just the whole team at H2O was just amazing. So I just had to say that.
Thank yeah. you.
So our Taste of Long Island this week is H2O. It's seafood and sushi located right in Smithtown. Mm-hmm. They are celebrating National Shrimp Day on May 10th, which is so cool. But the taste this week is a crispy shrimp avocado roll. And it just looks delicious.
It smells good too. I'm going to go after it as soon as we're done eating or doing as soon as we're done. I'm going to eat as soon as we're done filming. It smells wonderful. And mm-hmm. I love H2O. It's right on the main street
yep.
of Smithtown. It's got a great indoor vibe and the outdoor patio is perfect for the weather that we're having. It's casual, but upscale. So
yeah.
it could be like a nice date night
yeah.
or you could just go in there casually. It is so centrally located.
Yeah,
if you've never been there, it's like anywhere on the North Shore, you can get
you
to
know
it
where
so
it is.
Easy.
Yeah, exactly.
I love this. It's been there. It's a mainstay.
Yeah.
H2O is well known for great quality.
Yeah.
I just love this restaurant. So
they're
thank
open
you
7
for
days
being,
a yeah. week. They have outdoor seating. They also do private events, which I didn't realize.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Which includes cocktail parties. And they have happy hour Sunday through Thursday at the bar. And they also do weekly wine dinner on Wednesday. They are offering a prefix menu for Mother's Day.
And it's also National Shrimp Day on May 10th, which is why they're yeah. giving us the shrimp roll.
So cool, right?
I love it. H2O is one of our favorites.
So if you want to check out their menu or see some, you know, images of their deliciousness, visit smithtown.h2oseafoodsushi.com. Again, that's smithtown.h2oseafoodsushi.com.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you to all of our restaurants and restaurant workers. We love you guys. Anything else going on this week before we get to Long Island Life? What?
No, we wrapped up our first shoot of You Belong series,
oh my gosh.
Which I heard was incredible.
Yeah. It's going to be so cool.
I'm so excited for this next rendition, I guess.
Yeah.
It's so cool. I'm like super excited for these stories.
Me too. So for those that don't know, if you're new hot tea, our Belong series is really highlighting what makes Long Island special. And these like 3-minute videos that highlight local businesses mm-hmm. and local communities and downtowns. And it's about storytelling.
Yeah.
It's not about like, oh, this is this restaurant, come look at it. It's about the people mm-hmm. of Long Island and what makes Long Island special through these stories. Like, you know, I've said before, like why are Long Island bagels so much better. Mm-hmm. And if you want to know, watch our Belong on the Long Island Bagel Express.
But speaking of bagels real quick, can I just tell you what I had this past weekend was so, I haven't had a bagel in like forever. So
that's why
like
you're so skinny.
Mouth-watering deliciousness. An everything bagel with regular cream cheese on one side and strawberry cream cheese on the other. What?
What made you decide like, to have this concoction?
Like Braden would say, that's bussin'.
Oh, it's bussin'? This is the new thing?
Yeah.
That's okay.
A new thing. Das bussin'.
I wonder why bussin's good.
I don't know. Like bustin'? I don't know.
Bust.
Okay. But yeah, it was so delicious.
What
it was
made like you decide to get
and
that?
Salty.
Oh,
sweet. So my sister brought them over. She's like, I brought bagels. I'm like, okay, so excited. And then she's like, you gotta try it. I'm like, oh my God, it's so good.
Ooh, so you ate the whole, you ate each side.
Well, put them together.
You put them together.
Yes.
Oh.
So a little tip.
So is that how you eat a bagel? Do you eat it like a sandwich?
Yeah.
Really?
1,000%.
Michael, how do you eat your bagel? Do you squash it together and eat it whole?
So I'm weird. Okay. I don't really like to have it as a sandwich. If I'm going to have a bagel, I like to just have an egg everything with butter. Like just enjoy the bagel. If I want like a sandwich, then I get it on a roll. I'm weird. Like two separate things.
Yeah, but do you put
things.
It together? Like, or do you cream cheese? Do you smear your cream
or
cheese?
Or even if you have your egg everything with butter, do you put the top and the bottom and then bite it like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah, that's like a thing. Yeah. If you toast it,
like,
then I feel like that's
pizza.
When people. Yeah.
You fold your pizza, right?
No, of course not.
Well, I feel like folding pizza, it depends on what kind of slice, too.
Like regular, plain
yeah.
slice.
Like
for me,
I
do both,
slice.
Too, Kristen. I do both, too, when it comes to folding and not folding pizza. So you're normal
right,
on that
I
one.
Do not...
What, do you eat it with a fork and knife?
Oh, my God, no. I'm not like that.
I was gonna just
I'm not
say.
That alien.
Or do you have the crust first? Some people have the crust first.
Of the pizza? No. I save for the crust. But for the bagel, I'm a sesame bagel person.
Okay.
With cream cheese, not butter. I do like it toasted.
Okay.
Which is a thing on Long Island. You're not in New York. They're not supposed to.
You don't toast
I remember
it.
When I went to first Bagel Express, if you go to our Belong video and watch Bagel Express, this is my like local bagel shop. And on their signs, I didn't even notice it. My little sister noticed it. They're like, you have to let us know. There's a big sign. You have to specially ask if you want your bagel. And then toasted was in air quotes. It was in quotes. Toasted. She's like, why is toasted? In quotations. I'm like, because you're not supposed to do it. Okay.
You don't do it.
So what I do, because I avoid the, I'm like, because then it's like shame. You know, you get the shame. You have to do the shame walk.
Oh,
so I usually just go and get like half a dozen bagels. Because if you're going to go, you may as well stock up.
Yeah.
And then I take them home and I toast them on my toaster because I'm embarrassed. I like, but I get the cream cheese from the bagel store.
Yeah, you have to.
I don't.
It's like whipped.
This is not Philadelphia
delicious.
Cream cheese.
No.
Okay. No offense to that. But I get the cream cheese from the bagel store and I literally take it home and I toast it in the solace of my home.
Yes.
So I don't get shamed. And then I eat like each, like I'll usually only try to eat half.
Yeah.
And then but it's crispy and I like to eat it. I would never know how to approach a top and bottom bagel smushed together. I'd be like, that's too chewy.
No, it's so good.
I wouldn't even know.
It's so good.
I've never in my life.
Try it.
I can't.
And also try
I wouldn't even know how to approach it. Strawberry cream cheese. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We went on a tangent there, but this is, I'm still, like you said, 9 years and I still can't get it together with the, it's an art. The Long Island bagel is an art. So those videos are very enlightening as to what makes Long Island. And it's the people. And the one we just filmed, which I cannot wait for, is about a veteran artist. On the South Fork in the Hamptons. Mm-hmm. And if you want to just know who he is, you can go to any Starbucks
in the Hamptons
and they display his art. And he's a veteran that once he retired, all of his PTSD from his war days kind of crept up on him. Cause when he retired, he had time to think about things.
Right. Sure.
And he didn't know what to do with all of this PTSD and angst and anxiety. And he took up art and it saved him, according to him. So now he uses that skill and craft to help other people. And he uses his art to help people make, you know, be happy. And so it's this really cool profile about him and his story. And his daughter Beth came in to our office and gave his whole story. The stories that we're telling about these people on Long Island that are doing really, really remarkable, heartwarming things. That there's stories you're going to want to hear.
Yeah, 100%.
I got the chills.
I did too. Like, when you like, I wonder it too, though. Like, Long Island is most populated with veterans,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we have the largest population of veterans.
I wonder
any
if
other
that
county.
Was talked about on the video.
I don't know, but it is really a place. Long Island is really a place where people value our veterans, our first responders. Yeah. You know, police and fire. Like, I love that about Long Island. Yeah. It's very family oriented, community oriented. You know, it's one of the things we love to tell people about. And you don't know until you meet the people and you get to hear their stories.
Right. Exactly.
So I love these videos. So much going on. We're very excited. We're filming the next two videos next week. And, our team is just on fire. It's crazy. Fire. Our team is doing
speaking
great.
Of filming, we're increasing our C-suite. Podcast.
Yes.
So we're doing, that was typically coming out once a month.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, Sharon and I have another podcast that is not tourism related or even Long Island related.
Right.
It's called the C-Suite Tea. And we started it, we were doing it like once a month last year. Yeah. We're just testing
the waters.
We're working on, you know, producing other podcasts, and we wanted to use it as a way to test our ability to do that, to go outside of our normal tourism, you know, realm and go into other subjects.
Right.
So we did it kind of like as an experiment.
Yep.
And then we kind of fell asleep at the wheel this whole year. Like, we've been like so busy.
I think we woke up and we're like, oh, it's April.
We've just been so busy with our normal, you know, we've been, you know, so, so busy with everything Discover Long Island. But the C-Suite Tea is from the C-Suite advice, because I'm a CEO, you're a COO. And we have all this wonderful new team, and we realized we were giving a lot of professional advice to the young people in our industry that are starting out, trying to grow their career, trying to navigate work-life balance, all the things as you're coming back into the office full time.
Yeah. Things that are ripped from the headlines, you know, like different, really, you know, kind of, I don't want to say juicy, but, you know, juicy corporate talk.
Yeah, exactly. What's the one that we just recorded and it's out there right now? I can't even remember. Do you remember the topic of the one that's currently that we just did?
We just did.
I don't even know what to, I know.
I'm sorry. I'm bad. No, I should
I'll
know
tell
this.
You the ones that we just recorded that are coming up. So if you want to, and you can go on our Instagram and look at it, C-Suite Tea. But we just recorded a couple episodes for May. We recorded How Do You Know Who to Trust? And can people trust you?
Yep. The company you keep.
Oh, the company you keep.
Yeah,
Michael,
that was a
thank
good
you
one.
About who you surround yourself with. And also the C-Suite Tea, what I love about it is it's about work and professional, but these things also translate into your life.
Yeah, personal
so
life.
So if
yeah.
you're listening and you're, you know, you're a kid or you're a stay-at-home mom, we talk about that a lot in our podcast too, because the company you keep matters in any facet of your life.
Yep.
And we did who you can trust and are you trustworthy? Again, every aspect of life. And then what was the other one? Oh, what kind of, how do you handle pressure?
Yes.
Do you crumble or do you rise?
Yeah.
I love these topics.
I know, they're really good. And this podcast is a little shorter than this one. It's it's more conversation and
it's like 20,
25 minutes,
25 minutes. Yeah. And, they're just little snippets of things to think about that hopefully help you navigate your professional life or, just be the best you can be in your personal life.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I really like that. The C-Suite Tea, Sharon, thank you for reminding me of that.
Of course.
I'm excited. And let us know, go to C-Suite Tea and let us know if you like that. If you're a hot tea, check it out. Long Island Life.
Yeah.
Did you know that the Long Island Railroad is turning 190 years old?
That's so crazy to me.
100.
That's so crazy to me.
And 90.
But you think about it. That's been here.
I remember hearing do you know the reason why the Long Island Railroad was started? I'm going to butcher this. It was designed to get to Boston from New York because you could take the Long Island Railroad and then take a ferry over to Boston. I feel like that was the whole reason it was started. I remember hearing the governor talk about it one time at one of his press conferences, and I was like, Is that right, Michael?
Yeah, to provide, the Long Island Railroad Company was chartered in 1834 to provide a daily service between New York City and Boston via ferry connection between its Greenport, New York terminal on Long Island's North Fork and Stonington, Connecticut. Oh, so yeah, you're
thank
right.
Thank you.
On the money.
Yeah, so people don't know that.
It was it.
Right. Thank you, Michael. So I do pick up nuggets of things. So it started to get people from New York City to Boston, but then what it did is it opened up Long Island.
Right.
From, you know, end to end to people in New York City. And by the way, still a great way to get to and from Boston is via the ferries.
Yeah.
The one in Port Jefferson that goes to Bridgehampton and the one in Orient that goes to London Ferry. I
think it's called
New London. Yeah. And funny enough about that, Sharon, did you
know? Correction, Bridgeport, not Bridgehampton.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Bridgeport. Yeah, of course, I got Bridgehampton on the mind. Bridgeport, Connecticut, it goes to. Thanks, Michael. So interestingly enough, speaking of that, with again, with our budget increase, one of the things we're able to do is go into new markets. Mm-hmm. And Boston has always been a market that we know wants to come here because of the accessibility of the ferries, the ease of getting back and forth, but we've never had, you know, the dollars to go into that market from a marketing standpoint. So we are now, we're going in.
I know. And this is super exciting.
Yeah.
When is it? June 13th. June 13th. We are going to a Red Sox game at Fenway Park. I'm so excited.
Yes. We have, we got a really smoking deal on like a suite there.
Sweet deal.
A sweet deal. We got it like in a silent auction or something.
Yeah.
It was crazy the amount we got it for. And so we're going to go in and we are hosting a bunch of meeting planners from Boston and some Boston media.
Yeah. That's so cool.
To kick off Discover Long Island going into Boston for the first time and to welcome all the Bostonians.
It's going
to
be awesome.
To Long Island because you can get here from the ferry.
Yeah.
But that all started with the Long Island Railroad.
Yeah, 190 years ago.
I'm so excited. And we're working with the Long Island Railroad soon. We're going to do a kickoff, which we do every summer, about taking the train to the beach.
Yep.
So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And we're still working on the promotions of, you know, taking the trains to the downtown walkable downtowns where you can get out and take your, you could, I don't know if people know that there are certain trains you can take your bike on.
Oh yeah. Cool.
You know,
there's and by the way, so many places you can just get off the train, go straight to the beach.
Yeah.
Get off the train, get on the ferry, go to Fire Island.
Right. Super easy.
That's the way to do it.
Yes.
Speaking of MTA and we're on a tangent now. The other thing I found out today at our staff meeting, you remember we went to Grand Central Madison and had our amazing activation at the LIRR concourse in Grand Central Madison. It was so awesome. And we offered it because of, thanks to our partnership with the MTA and the Long Island Railroad, they gave Discover Long Island the opportunity to extend it to some of our partners that would want to do it at no cost.
Right.
So for a limited time.
There's a short window.
Because let me tell you, this is a valuable space. Yeah. It's a valuable opportunity. And they're like, well, Discover Long Island, we love you.
Yeah.
I love
you. This was an awesome thing you did. You know.
So we're working with our partners, Wild Play, which is the zip lining right there at Jones Beach. And they just reopened for the season and they're amazing. Speaking of things right on the beach and Long Island MacArthur Airport.
Yeah. I'm so excited for that.
They're both going to be doing activations at Grand Central Madison. Thanks to our connection with MTA. Yeah. We love both of them and they're going to get so much exposure. Yeah. And we just love being able to open up all the things happening on Long Island to those commuters.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. And I think that's really smart of Long Island MacArthur Airport to go there.
Oh,
you know, Wild Play, of course, but the airport to get the our local regional airport.
Oh yeah.
You know,
let people know about it.
Let people know.
And people don't realize all the great direct flights that they can take right from Long Island MacArthur Airport. And I'm going to give you some tea.
Mm.
Okay. We'll tell you when they're coming there, but follow our social media. Make sure you follow Discover Long Island general social, because we'll talk about all of our partners being there and when they're there, what weekends. They're going to be doing giveaways.
I know.
Whenever Long Island MacArthur goes in, they've been in Penn Station before, they're going to be giving away plane tickets.
That's amazing.
So you might want to just
go into Grand Central.
take the day to go into Grand Central when Long Island MacArthur is going to be there, because they're giving away some. When they do it, they give away plane tickets. We're like, whoa, you guys are awesome. So congratulations to the LIRR, and what an incredible asset
that
is.
think the lowest.
So when you went to the Islanders game, Sharon,
yeah,
you took the train, right?
I took the train. It was so easy. So fun. The Islanders game, we lost. It was unfortunate.
Yeah.
But it was like really incredible. We literally got to the train station and Deer Park, it doesn't charge to park at the train station. So we parked there, hopped on the train and got right in. Can I just tell you again? I know we've been fangirling UBS Arena so much.
It's because it's awesome.
But their team, like, literally was just so amazing and hospitable. Like, Ian, shout out to Ian, because he's like texting me. He's like, let me know when you get on the train. Let me know when you get here. Oh. Let me know. And he's like, I'll meet you outside. I'll walk in with you. You know, like, he was
VIP.
Just
VIP. Sharon loves the VIP treatment.
I do. If the we have diva not known this about out. Me. Uh-huh. And like, you know, back to that, like, you know, the concert, the teaching your kids, like, yeah. Brayden will never want to go to an Islander game again unless it's in this VIP suite with Ian and Oakfield.
He'll be like, where's the snacks, Mom?
Where's the lobster?
Lobster.
Shrimp.
What?
Chicken fingers. Hot dogs. French fries. What else? I mean, it was just insane.
You were VVIP.
It was insane. So super thankful for that opportunity. But honestly, like, I think it really secured a really great partnership for us with UBS and Oakview. I was there, and I haven't been to an Islanders game in I don't know how long. So that was like first time for me in a long time. Mm-hmm. And they played this incredible video before the game. I have to tell you, I called you the next day. I'm like, we need to be on this video because it was all about Long Island. The video footage shows like Ocean Parkway going into Robert Moses, and it's all about the lighthouse and UBS lighthouse. Oh. And like, it's the lighthouse workers, you know, turning on the lights. Oh. It was just so beautifully done.
Yeah, Sharon called me the next day. She's like, I was crying. They're showing the Long Island video, and it was so amazing and beautiful. I was like crying. I'm like, this is how much we love our job and our destination. We're like, we're here every day. We're like, literally cry.
Emotional, like proud, just so proud. And I'm like, we need to be a part of that somehow.
Yeah.
But it was just, the game was incredible.
And that was awesome because we came back and called our director of marketing. We're like, okay. We know what we want. Like, we know what we want to do.
Yeah.
We need to do that. And so that's how we learn about what's going on. You have to show up. You have to be there. You have to have those conversations. Yeah. You have to know what the opportunities are. But that was awesome.
It was so much fun. And then, you know, we lost again last night, which stinks.
Does that mean we're out?
Yeah.
So we're out at the Stanley Cup playoffs. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is a bummer. But here's some good news.
Yeah.
Okay. The Long Island Ducks season just started.
Yes.
Okay. So fine. We love our Islanders. You gave it your best shot. You gave us some amazing memories.
Yeah.
Sharon was crying. Brayden had a wonderful experience. 100%, they were all eating lobster, wearing all the jerseys, their custom jerseys.
Mm-hmm. So cute.
And amazing. Thank you. Thank you, Islanders. We love you. We're still very proud of you. But it's duck season
it's
now.
It's duck season.
So let's turn our attention.
So fun.
We love the ducks. We have Discover Long Island night coming up again. I don't know what night it is. You'll have to follow us. We'll have to tell you later. We'll hype it up when it
gets closer. Yeah.
But we will be doing Discover Long Island night at the ducks. Mm-hmm. We'll be giving away ducks and Discover Long Island t-shirts again.
Yeah.
We just had so much fun.
And it's just such a cool thing to do. Like, it's very different than MLB, you know?
It's totally family friendly. It is such a great place to go if you want to just enjoy one of our beautiful Long Island nights.
Yeah. Speaking of sunsets there, I mean, they're incredible. They do fireworks. They have a DJ. Like, they really pump up the crowd.
It's so fun.
So cute.
I mean, people, it's really, if you haven't been in a while, you've got to go. And this year is the year to go because the Ducks just drafted two former MLB players on there. I think they're both pitchers.
Yeah.
Dan Straley and Tyler Zuber.
So exciting.
So this is, I mean, Liz is no joke.
Yeah.
Okay. These are like Major League Baseball. Yeah. I was looking at, they've played for the Oakland A's and like all these major teams. Mm-hmm. So they have Major League Baseball experience, and you're going to be able to watch them close up. You can go down. They'll sign your stuff.
Yeah, it's so cool.
You get so close to the players, the Ducks
game. And they have like this whole thing for little kids. Like, they have a big bounce house over on the side. It's really cute. It's really a good family fun night.
Yeah, and the Duck mascot comes
Quacker
around.
Jack. He's so cool.
Yeah, he was like best mascot for minor league baseball in the country.
Yeah, is that cool?
Yeah, and I just love it. I can't say enough about the Ducks games and how fun they are and really accessible. So thank you to the Long Island Ducks for being our partner as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And when we figure out the date that we're having our Discover Long Island night, we'll tell you now.
Yeah.
We'll let you know.
It was just working on confirmations and stuff. So
yeah. Okay, perfect. Okay. Anything else for Long Island life? I'm just, Sharon and I are clearly on a tangent. We're both like bawling over the fact how much we love
Long Island.
You can tell it's almost Long Island summer.
Yeah, exactly. So not only is it National Tourism Day on May 7th, but you know what else is happening? National Moscato Day on May 9th.
Ooh.
That's fun. I don't love a Moscato, but I do love Long Island wine. So
yeah, Long Island wines. And it's Mother's Day.
I know. That's creeping up.
Do you know what you're doing for Mother's Day?
No.
I don't know either. And I usually...
What do you usually do?
I usually don't do anything. Yeah, I don't go
like
out.
You don't like to do this?
I don't. But Mother's Day is kind of sometimes the exception because... Like Kenzie, because the kids are working. Like Kenzie was working at Three Village Inn 1 year. So I'm like, I want to be with both my daughters. So we went there while she was working.
Right.
And I did the buffet. And I do like to go to a Mother's Day
brunch
buffet. Maybe it's the time of year.
Yeah.
And also because moms unite, okay, that are listening. Mm-hmm. You know that Mother's Day, if you do something at home, you're going to have to participate in some way. You end up cleaning, you end up doing something. If you're going to like go out and about, Mother's Day is the day to do it.
Right.
In my opinion.
It's so true.
And we just have a Mother's Day blog.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
In case you're looking for ideas and tips, Courtney, we just posted the blog on discoverlongisland.com with all of the great places to go for Mother's Day. And I would definitely recommend this one, Going Out.
Oh my goodness. Mother's Day Mamma Mia brunch at the Suffolk Theater in Riverhead. What?
I'm dead right now.
Right?
I don't even know what you're saying.
Mamma Mia.
I love this.
I know. It's probably performing at the theater. It's
Suffolk
Theater.
And the Suffolk in Riverhead is such a cool theater. Brie covered it on the News 12 East End show.
Yeah, so cool.
The food and beverage you get there, it's awesome.
It is
awesome.
It's
one of the only theaters that has like table service.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. There's tables. It's not like theater. They have theater style too, but they have table service. It's beautiful.
That's awesome.
Trivia brunch at Tap Room at all their locations. You can do like a trivia brunch with mom.
If you don't want to go get all dressed up fancy, whatever, go to the Tap Room. Have some cocktails, some beer. They had good cocktails too, not just beer.
Yeah, they really did.
They had really great cocktails.
Bayberry, you can do brunch or dinner in Islip or Navy Beach Restaurant in Montauk. That sounds fun.
Love it. So many places.
So many places. Read the blog, but definitely, plan something for mom, I would say. That's my suggestion. How it falls happens every year almost is Dan's birthday is like that day. And then that following Sunday is Mother's Day. So we normally do something for, like we normally go to Belmont Racetrack for his birthday. So it's like a combination thing. Like, oh, we're doing this for both of us.
Yeah. So what are you doing? Because Mother's Day is early this year.
It's early this year.
So it's the day before his birthday.
Day after.
Oh, it's what day is Mother's Day? The 10th?
The 12th.
Oh, the 12th. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what day it is. Yeah. A couple of other ideas just so you know. Did you say the Meadow Club in Port Jefferson?
No, I didn't.
These are all on the blog. The Meadow Club, of course, Blackstone is very bougie in Melville. And Claude's Restaurant in Southampton Inn. By the way, I was just there for a meeting. They've just redone it.
I know.
It's so cute. It's they hired this whole company and it's big like dark gray and white stripes.
Beautiful.
It's really cute. It's
I
kind
love
of
it.
Like
nautical.
It's very, it's like hip.
I love it.
Also the East Wind. They have a huge Mother's Day thing, by the way, the East Wind.
Yeah, they do. They beautiful brunch.
And yeah, go ahead.
Moms get in for free at Adventureland.
I just saw that. These are some family-friendly ideas.
That's what I want to do.
How cool is that?
I want to do that.
You know, if you got littles, especially, you're not going to have fun at a fancy brunch with them.
No, let's be real.
If your kids are little, the most fun is keeping them entertained. You can go in free.
Yeah.
I think that's so cool that Adventureland, a great family-owned business.
Oh, incredible.
They love moms.
I love it. Old Westbury Gardens. You can go look at the beautiful
Great
flowers.
Idea. And you can take your dog.
Yeah.
You can take your pet.
Love that.
If you're a dog mom.
Yeah, that's, yeah, we forget.
Which is a real thing.
Right, it is a real thing, exactly.
Yeah, Michael knows, they're dog parents.
Yeah. Mother's Day beach yoga at Beach and Bay Bungalows with Stay Marquee. This is awesome.
Yeah, so Stay Marquee, for those of you that don't know, amazing partner of ours, and they're in the Hamptons, and it's kind of like an Airbnb, but you don't have to go through Airbnb. You can go directly to Stay Marquee, and they've already vetted all these amazing properties, but they have like a special... Beach and Bay Bungalow.
So cool.
Category.
I love that.
Which, if you just want, you know, Beach and Bay Bungalows, you don't want a big giant mansion. Hamptons mansion. Mm-hmm. Yes, you want to be on the beach. You can do beach yoga.
I love it. So cool.
I love it. In the Hamptons, in Montauk. And then this is Michael's favorite, he said.
Yeah, he takes his mom to the lighthouses on Mother's Day. So cute.
To the Montauk
either Montauk or Fire Island. But anyway, you could... pick any one of these, but also just visit discoverlongisland.com/events or download our app.
And just make sure you don't blow off Mother's Day.
Right.
Don't do it. If you're gonna not phone in one thing, mm-hmm. just don't phone in Mother's Day.
Right.
Because you know what? You don't know what moms go through. Mm-mm. And then it'll be Father's Day and we'll talk about dads too.
Yeah.
And cheers to dads. Okay. When that happens. But like right now, moms, no one loves you like your mom.
Right.
And you don't trust me, all of you young women out there. You don't know how much your mom does for you until you become a mom.
Right. Exactly. So true.
And when you do, you're like, sorry, mom.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
All the guilt.
Okay. Oh yeah. discoverlongisland.com/events or read our blog. Okay. Do you have any celebrity?
No.
Okay. I only had a couple of small things. Remember a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the Paris Olympics, mm-hmm. and I mentioned that Snoop Dogg was commentating on it. Do you know, it dawned on me why. Do you know why?
Why?
Because for the first time ever, Sharon, breakdancing is an Olympic
sport. Oh, yes. Yeah, I saw this. This is awesome.
Breakdancing is going to be an Olympic sport.
I love this.
You know where breakdancing started?
Right here on Long Island.
In New York City. Mostly by people on Long Island that go to New York City. New York City.
Yeah.
The home of breakdancing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why is Snoop Dogg commentating on the, and then I'm like, duh, breakdancing.
That makes sense.
Guess what I'm going to be watching?
Yeah. Snoop Dogg's commentating.
Breakdancing as an Olympic sport. Like what else? What
I wonder we, why.
I was like all what of a sudden. What can we do that's an Olympic sport? Like walking in heels?
Yes.
Walking heels.
Running to the train to catch the Long Island Railroad in your stilettos.
That should be let
Olympic
me tell you.
Sport.
I'm sure there's some CCTV video out there somewhere of me. The one time I've told the story before, but the one time I always still laugh at is when I was leaving for vacation the next day, and it was a big vacation. Mm-hmm. It was like my big, big trip when I went to Paris and I got engaged and all those things. Yeah. And I was coming back from New York City because I'd had meetings all day, but I was wearing a tight pencil skirt because I was like very, very high level meetings and my stilettos. Mm-hmm. And I had to change in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. And this is like a Long Island story because, you know, when you have to change in Jamaica, everyone's like, no, please. You do everything you can to avoid changing trains in Jamaica.
Right.
It's just the hardest place. And plus, I don't know how I was still new.
Well, because you never know exactly.
You never know
what platform you're going to be on.
You never know what platform. And I had looked at my app and it had said something. And I guess it changed. Which
Nine times out of ten, it's always the platform across.
Right.
So
mine, I swear, I thought it was the same. Like I didn't have to change.
Yeah.
Because it said stop in Jamaica. But then I looked at it and it said platform, whatever. And so I'm looking at my app. And there was a conductor right there. And I could see it was the platform on the other side, which you have to go up the stairs, across, and down. And it was already like right then is when it was supposed to be leaving.
Oh, no.
When I looked and I looked at the conductor, I'm like, is that my train? He goes, you better run. That's all I mean with you better run. And I'm like, oh, my God. And it was rush hour. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I mean peak of rush hour because I'm coming back from the city. I flew up this in my heels again. I booked it up these stairs. I run across and then I'm running down the stairs and the doors are open, right? The train's waiting and it's packed like sardines. There's like people like standing. There's no, it's standing room only. People barely squeezing themselves into the train. But my skirt was too tight and my heels were too long that I wasn't getting the clearance on the steps. Uh-huh. No, the steps were, I couldn't, like, because I, when you go, my heel would catch on every step because I couldn't step my leg far enough. So I basically slid. I held on to the rail because I was falling down the stairs the whole time. I like held on to the rail.
Like Spider-Man.
With an entire train of people staring at me. Staring at me like,
oh,
what?
Oh my God.
I was such a freak falling down the entire flight of stairs because I couldn't, my
grasp
heel
it, yeah.
kept getting caught. And then I burst into the train. Right as the door was like, beep, 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 the doors are closing. I don't even know. Like, I was so offensive. I literally just burst in and pushed people. I was sweating. And people were, it was as dramatic as it sounds, okay?
I know.
Everyone's looking at me, like, totally silent.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, and then one guy goes, are you good? Like, are you good?
You all right?
You okay?
And I was like, oh my God.
I have to say, like, the conductor, I swear, I'm pretty sure they held the train for me.
Yeah.
Because I was such a psycho.
Yeah.
They felt that bad
felt
for
bad.
Me. I'm
that is
falling
so
all the way.
Funny.
But I just, at word to the wise, when you're riding the trains, don't wear a pencil skirt with stiletto heels because you need clearance. Anyway, I don't know
minus
why we're
the skirt and the heels, been there.
Oh yeah.
Been
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Sprinting. Sometimes
yes.
I wish I could be Spider-Man and just jump across the platform.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, you know, changing in Jamaica is like anytime. Anyway, but the train is always, I don't know how I got on that. It always gives you good stories.
That's
I don't know
so
how we were
funny.
Talking about that. Oh, break dancing. Yeah, official sport. That's what it was.
Yeah,
that I would also not be Olympic worthy if that was the official sport. So, okay. One other thing, I thought this was really interesting. Did you hear that we love Kate Middleton, mm-hmm. as you know,
yes.
Princess Kate. I'm going to have to read it because I couldn't remember all this. But the palace recently announced a new list of honors on St. George's Day on April 23rd, which included naming the former Kate Middleton she's Royal Companion of the Order of the Companions of the Honor. That's her new title. Royal Companion of the Order of the Companions of Honor. Okay. I don't know what that means, but here's interesting. The daughter-in-law of the king is the first member of the royal family to ever be appointed to the Companions of the Honor.
Did you watch The Crown?
No.
Okay. So
do you know what this means? The Companion of the Honor?
Well, no. Part of the whole last season was them investigating all these odd titled
what they mean.
Workforce, I guess.
Yeah.
So like the queen loved her gardener and he literally would just trim the ivy or whatever it was. And like, that was it. He didn't do anything else. He didn't plant flowers. He didn't, but he just trimmed it perfectly to her liking. Mm-hmm. And she named him like Royal Guard of Ivy, whatever.
You know what we should do? We should find out the list of royal titles and
so
we
they
should
had
give
a
them
binder.
To our team.
Yes. I love this idea.
this just happened. Hot teas. This just happened in real time.
I love it.
We should get the list and then we can, as part of like our fun committee or whatever, we can, instead of like ringing a bell or whatever, we can give people different titles.
I love this. This is awesome.
So obvious. So I guess you're the queen, of course, right?
I mean, if you say so, Michael.
I mean, or both, I guess both of you could share the crown.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't know where I would be. I'd probably be the guy that's out in the front, just like with the big hat, you know?
Hey, listen.
Although
the soldiers,
I don't know if anybody can trust me to keep guard of anything. So.
don't discount the soldiers. The soldiers are important. So let's do that. Let's get a list of
so
the royal
funny.
Titles. So in case you didn't know, the Order of the Companions of Honor was founded by King George V in 1917 to recognize outstanding achievements in the arts, sciences, medicine, and public service, according to the royal family's website. It's currently 65 members include politicians, singers, scientists, novelists, and actors and athletes such as Elton John, Paul McCartney, and J.K. Rowling.
Oh.
So she got a very special title for what she's done for the arts.
That's lovely.
And
congrats.
Fashion and good. I love it. Give her all the titles. Make her the queen. I'm here for it.
I'm here for that.
Queen Kate.
I love it.
That's awesome. We're sending her our best wishes too. So, Sharon, with that note, I got to go catch a plane.
A plane?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm leaving tomorrow.
Oh, so. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Yeah. So, and we need to eat some delicious H2O sushi. So hopefully you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please leave us 5 stars.
Yeah. DM us. Let us know what you like, what you didn't like.
You can leave us a voicemail.
Yeah.
You can tell us your favorite running to the train story.
I love that story.
We want to hear it. Oh,
it never gets old.
Real quick, before we wrap up, I want to say one more thing. May 11th. Is Stamp Out Hunger Day.
Oh, yes, charity.
And I wanted to make sure Island Harvest is our local food bank. They do so much for Long Islanders with that have food insecurity.
This is amazing.
And all you have to do on May 11th, anywhere on Long Island, leave a bag of food by your mailbox.
Yes.
And the mail carrier will pick it up.
This is awesome.
So please, we'll put this on our social too in the notes. On May 11th, leave any bag of food. And the mail carrier will take it. And we want to thank Island Harvest.
Yes.
Our wonderful, wonderful friends there that do awesome. The most amazing, amazing work for all of our Long Island residents. We love you.
Yes, we love you.
All right. And we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
The Long Island Tea Podcast is brought to you by Discover Long Island. For exclusive access to contests and promotions, follow Long Island Tea Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And for questions, comments, and collaborative inquiries, email spillthetea@discoverlongisland.com.